BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We premiere our pilot, and it is only a pilot at this stage, of our new washing up show. It's kitchen based. People love a kitchen on TV. Look at all the cookery shows. We also hear about the other judges on Serbian X Factor. I'm off to Belgrade this weekend to do their judges' houses. I worry a bit about Nadia Ali off of Rapture. And Real or No Real is today with Rihanna off of Films.
BBC Radio
1. And catching him with Grimmy on BBC 3 last night.
I was watching the football, so I missed a large part of it.
I've got to admit, I was flicking between him and Bake Off, but he did really well. Much better than us.
Really?
Well, he got the hang of it really quick. It was quite annoying.
And his first link, he actually did the first link?
Yeah, he actually spoke. If you missed it, Grimmy was doing the announcing of the programmes last night on BBC Three, which, remember, we did a few months ago. Mm. Yeah, he was just better, generally.
Do you remember how stressful that was?
Yeah, but you know, like, with Grimmy, he doesn't get stressed about anything.
No.
He just, like, lets it go, like, doesn't care. I mean, he does care, but he doesn't get stressed, and I really want that quality.
Duck to water.
Absolutely.
Isn't that the phrase?
That's exactly it. Like, nailed it from the beginning. Getting quite good at it, I think, towards the end.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I've seen the video for Nelly, right? And the rest of it is amazing, but that... I think he just played the track and then shouted over the top.
It's like what he's done is press play, then ran round. And then... Because you know, we hear this song a lot on Radio 1 because it obviously it's a, you know, huge song, but it just sounds like a slightly more distant version, and then he shouts.
He's like... He's done kind of drunk karaoke to his own song.
It was shouty. I just mean a few people have noticed this.
You can hear him singing in the background because that's on the track.
It's like if I was another artist and I had a song out, pressing play on that and running around and shouting.
Right, imagine Kings of Leon.
Yay!
Yay! Come on!
Yeah!
Yeah! Your sex is on fire! Come on!
Let's go!
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
It's done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, if Calvin
on fire.
If Calvin Harris did it.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field.
Come on.
Come on. Let's go.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. I wear my heart upon my sleeve like a big deal.
Same.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to watch the rest of Nelly, it is good. I'm not lying, it's good. Go to bbc.co.uk/oneextra. You'll see all the videos from four brilliant nights of music on there. Okay, we need to talk about our washing up video, which we've made.
Oh, yes.
So yesterday, Chris came up with an idea. There's loads of cookery shows on. They're all based in the kitchen. They get loads of viewers. What about if there was another show, still kitchen-based, equals loads of viewers, but it's about washing up? We've done a pilot.
It's good.
It's actually surprisingly good. And we will debut it later on. You can have a watch.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills, hello. That was Nadia Ali and Rapture, the Avicii mix. Imagine if, let's say, Nadia Ali got to play One Extra Live next year. It's unlikely, but just imagine it. Go with me for a minute. Do you think she might do an Ellie?
What do you mean?
Like, just press play on the CD and they just run round and then just shout loudly over the top of it. Right, my eyes on you! Everything around me move!
I'm impressed you know the words.
Just bring your look my way! Come on, girl! But you knew the words to say! But yeah, I think...
I'd love to hear you do One Extra Live.
I could do it. All you got to do is, I mean, in Nelly's example, just press play and just run round.
Do you think he does that?
Well, he did on that one. I mean, the rest of the set, as I said, was excellent, and you should watch the video. But on Hey Porsche, just shout it over the top.
Also, it's one of those things that, you know, when you're there as well, when you see the video of it, it obviously makes a bit more sense than just hearing it.
It's a classic, you had to be there. I worry about pop stars like Nadia Ali, do you?
No.
I do sometimes.
I keep thinking Nadia Ali is someone who we commonly, or for a long period of time, kept seeing on those like reality TV shows, like where you learn to drive and things like that.
No, she was never on those.
But then, no, that's someone called Nadia
Swahala.
Yes.
I did the desert trek with her.
I keep getting mixed up.
Off of Cooking.
Who is who? So Google her.
She is not a who. She's on TV. She used to be on when you were off school. Escape to the Sun.
She was on loads. As I said, she did all those. She did. I seem to remember some show where she was learning to drive.
It's awkward now because I went on a desert trek with her for comic relief. You can't. Who?
Do you stay in touch?
Yeah.
No, you
seen
don't.
Her, I've seen her a couple of times.
No, you don't.
Anyway, back to Nadia
Text
Ali.
Text her now.
I don't have a number. No, people like Nadia Ali, they have one song. I worry about them. How? Like, she's got to pay the rent like the rest of us. And you're not going to do it with one song, are you?
Of course you are.
You're not. You do not one, with that song.
One song.
No. Nadia Ali cannot afford to live off Rapture Avicii mix.
James Blunt
He
did.
Gets half of it. It's different with Blunty. That was a massive banger. Sold millions and millions of copies worldwide. Rapture, Nadia Ali, not so much. She's got to afford the gas and the electrics. I just worry, that's all. I worry about a lot of pop stars like that. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello to everyone that is absolutely soaked right now. Like, there's so many huge storms of rain going all over the place. Someone says, I am soaked. Bad move leaving college early to get the bus. Mm. Hello, if you're very wet right now. That's how he feels every Tuesday and Thursday on Bingo.
It is, yeah.
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 Okay, so we've done a pilot. When I say pilot, I mean it's not ready to go on air anywhere, I don't think. But I want you to see where we're at with it so far. So everyone loves cookery shows, right? Bake Off's huge. Come Dine With Me, Saturday Kitchen, Sunday Brunch, all kitchen-based. What they haven't done yet is they haven't done a washing-up show. They've done the pre, they've done all the cooking. They don't do the after. And that's why we're here to do it. Good idea, Chris.
Good to give this another airing as well.
Mm. Should we be thanking us for the monies?
I think this is a...
See, I worry
brilliant...
about her as well. Oh, no, she's got talent, so she's fine.
I think this is a great idea. There's a gap in the market here. Do you know what? I don't reckon people really enjoy cooking shows until they got really good as well. I think they just, you know... But people now are obsessed with this kitchen-based stuff. This, even if people don't think this washing idea is good now, they will when it becomes sexy and on trend.
What they need to do is, you know, they have all the extra shows like, you know, It Takes Two on Strictly, and they have Extra Factor. Like, what they should do is do the after show should be the washing up bit.
Yeah.
Maybe we could present that.
In an ideal world, yes. What I'd quite like to do is the last 5 minutes of Saturday Kitchen, they let us do washing up, you know, the washing up show that we've...
Yeah, probably not on BBC One. It'll be on two or probably three.
Oh, but imagine how funny that would be. Or even just as the credits roll, you just see us walk in to start washing it. I mean, baby steps for now. But.
Yeah. Okay, so our video, if you want to see it, of what the show might look like, I think, is it's on the Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1, and also on the Facebooks, Radio 1 Facebook. And you'll see it. There's a link to it there.
It's not high budget. I mean, I must point out it's... this isn't done with a sort of
with any
massive
lights.
BBC film crew or anything. This was done
no lights.
Very much in-house.
We're very much in the dark.
In a sink that is used by everyone in on this floor of this building.
Listen to Chris's really good daytime TV voice, though, at the start, at the intro.
Hello there, and welcome to Washed Up, our new kitchen-based TV show to get people to stop using their dishwashers and embrace the art of... washing up.
Now, as you know, kitchen-based shows like Come Dine With Me, Great British Bake Off are very popular. So this is about the aftermath. Obviously, there's 100 shows about cooking. This is about the all-important washing up, which they don't do on the other shows.
Right, I'm going to write this down. We need to buy lights and also microphones.
Mm. Good cup noises, though. I think it sort of lends itself to the atmosphere.
Don't be freaked out by this video, by the way, if you're going to watch it, because there are scenes of a slightly sexual nature.
You can't say that. No, there aren't. What do you mean?
There are, with the gloves.
Well,
we tried.
It's inferred, there's no need to give us...
There are no scenes of a sexual nature at all, but we did try. Listen to this.
Scott, talk me through what you're doing here. Are you sudding up?
At the moment, Chris, I'm sudding up.
There we are, that's me sudding up there. That's on the video, watch it.
Bish Bash Wash, that would be a good name.
And also, you'll notice that I'm using a car sponge, which is too big, really, but actually, very effective for sudding up.
What you should also do, though, is use a sponge. Now, I'm going for a sponge that you'd normally use on a car.
Now, there was a point where we slightly started to encounter some problems. Now, in this next clip, it does sound like I'm weighing on Chris. I'm not.
Dodgy tap.
But there's a problem with the tap and with the sink.
So we're encountering a few problems here. Namely, we don't have a plug. The tap is about to give way.
I was hoping it would be like up here by now. But as you can see, it's getting less.
So the trouble was, the Radio 1 sink it doesn't have a plug.
No.
So we tried to jam it with like some kind of jam jar.
Ooh. Should we be saying this?
And... so the suds weren't as we hoped. In fact, towards the end, it was really bad. And then the tap started to not work. Here's me shouting hello at a tap.
Look, we've barely got water.
Look, hot.
Hello?
Now, this is the bit that we attempted to be a little bit like Nigella with it. Listen to this.
Ian.
It's really putting me off.
Yeah, you should have said the
wee.
It
sounds
thing.
Like I'm having the longest wee in the world. Like, imagine you haven't had a wee for 8 hours. That's the kind of wee it is. Anyway.
In and out, like so.
Just clean the rim there.
Out. Just clean the rim.
And then there's a bit with the gloves, which they were more difficult to take on and off than we thought.
You know what? I've never put those on before.
You've never put on some rubber gloves?
No.
Ever?
I don't think so.
For washing up or any other cleaning purposes or anything else?
I don't think I've ever washed up. I've never quite understood.
You've never washed up?
I've never... He does nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever washed up using gloves, no.
Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up?
No. Uh-huh. Anyway, here's the strong bit where we say goodbye.
So that's it for this week. Join us next week on Washed Up.
That's it. So, like I said, it's probably not... It's probably not ready to go to air just yet. Oh, no. Do you remember the bit where I've just seen it? I put my leg up at one point. Why was that a good idea?
Do you know what? It's a strong start, but go cast your opinion on it. Give some comments below. Give some feedback and we can maybe work on another one if there's demand.
Yeah. So have a look now. It's on the Radio 1 Twitter and it's also on Radio 1 Facebook. See what you think. Just positive feedback. It can be. If it's constructive, then it can be a bit negative, you know. Put a comment below. And see, you know, if we can improve in any way or what you liked about it.
I also like that if it's on Facebook, definitely like it and share it because 6 degrees of separation, someone's going to know someone who's going to know someone who's a big TV exec and might just see it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I cannot believe the amount of Facebook likes and comments we're getting for our Washed Up video.
Mm.
It's good, isn't it? Have you got any there?
There's loads. Loads of people are loving it. A few people are saying, is this going to be an actual TV show?
Well, that's what we hope. If someone sees it, you know, like if enough people like it, word will get around to the TVs.
Helen suggests that we could possibly do a washed up too hot for TV DVD for Christmas.
Like what they do on Celebrity Juice.
Quite like that.
Or
idea.
Maybe, do they mean like rude words like on Celebrity Juice? Or do they mean like Hollyoaks Late where it's a bit saucy?
Yeah, maybe. Gemma says that's the funniest effort of trying to be sexy I've ever seen. Which is both, I think, a compliment and an insult.
What, but, from you or me? Or both?
Could be probably both.
Yeah. I wasn't getting on with those gloves.
And someone else says, Elaine says you'll need a huge budget if you use that much fairy each show.
That's true, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Other washing up liquids are available, and it wasn't even that one.
Also, sexy aprons, that would have gone a long way, I think, as well.
With the,
What,
the ones off the 70s with the, the front?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? My ex-flatmate's getting married soon. Well, are you going?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's all fine. I just wanted to check.
Are you in charge of... The thing is, you're in charge of a lot now, aren't you?
Well, I'm actual best man. This has never happened to me before. It won't happen to me again. I don't quite understand why he's chosen me, apart from the fact that I'm his best mate.
Well, you're awful at...
Oh, thanks.
No. In
fact,
that's wrong. Not at organising as such, because I think when you want to organise something, you're one of the best people I know.
Yes.
Which is odd.
Like but when
holidays
I'm not,
and things,
yeah,
I'm
good at that.
You're incredible.
Down with that completely, but with other stuff, not so much. However, obviously I have an interest in this. I do want him to have a nice day.
Do you want him to get married, though? Honestly?
Yeah, if he wants.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's up to him what he does.
Because you used to have a lovely time when you lived together. You were, you know, he cooked for you.
That was a long time ago.
And...
Long time ago. Things have moved on. He's met her and she's
and she
taken him.
Him.
No, I'm fine with it. You were, what were you? Usher at your sister's wedding.
Yeah.
That went well?
Yeah, well, yeah, but it was a hefty responsibility. But you're that's a big role that you got. But you got to sort the stag do for one.
Okay, I think I've nearly sorted that.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
The thing that I was telling you about yesterday, which I can't say on air.
Oh, that's for the stag do.
That's been booked. I'm not going to have that at the wedding, am I?
No, I just thought that was like a random night off or something.
No, that's for the stag.
Oh, wow.
Booked her. Also, can't say too much. And also, I'm genuinely worried about the speech.
Yeah.
Well, that's I texted him last night and he made me promise not to stitch him up. Now, I've never done this before. Is the best man speech, is that after the wedding or before? Is it during the meal?
No. So the wedding will happen and then you'll go for the reception bit.
And then
have a bit of food,
yeah.
Generally. I think this is how it works. You have a bit of food and then you'll all do stand up and do the speeches.
Okay, who else does the speeches?
You've got to
the
do
dad?
The thing is, yes.
But her dad?
That can be quite sincere. You've got to be funny. It's a really fine line with it all.
But is it the place to bring up his ex-girlfriends or encounters with other girls?
You make it sound like you've written that down. Like you should check this on the radio before. Ex-girlfriends or encounters.
Is that the time? Because remember, his parents are sitting there. Her parents are sat there. When do I get all that out? Because there has to be an outlet for that. But is it on the best man speech?
Things you talk about this on, you've got your own radio show here. Personally think what you should do is hand the whole arrangements over to everyone listening. Let them write the speech.
No, because then they'll stitch me up as well.
Well, there is that.
Okay, if anyone knows what I should actually do, and this is not a joke, I need to actually sort this out because it's making me not sleep at night. Let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so exes are off. That's not what you do. It's got to slightly embarrass him, but it's like there are grandmas there. It's got to be tasteful but funny. Stories, some jokes, but no ex-girlfriends.
You've got to infer stuff. So maybe say a key word. You know, like if you
and a wink.
If you were thinking of a story with him right now, just say one word that would get people thinking. I can think of one that I think you're thinking of right now.
Tell me off air. Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You say that one word, he'll go bright red, but no one will know, but they'll just imagine.
Yeah, but you can't say that. They'll guess. Won't they?
I don't know.
Oh, actually, I've turned this around in my head now. This is going to be lots of fun.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
Right, so you know it's happening. Sunday, 3rd of November, London's Wembley Arena. We've got live performances from Tiny Temper, Jesse J, James Arthur, Icona Pop, Rizzle Kicks and Fall Out Boy. I'm going to play their new track in a minute. So we've given you the chance to nominate your teen heroes, people that have done something really special or notable as a teenager. Now we are asking for you to vote for the stars. So this year, best British single, group, solo artist, TV show, actor and vlogger are the categories. And best British sports star. Okay, the nominees in this category. You might have to help me with this, Chris.
That's all good. You go for it.
Tennis. Andy Murray. I know that one. I cut his hair once. That needs explaining. It was for charity. I cut Andy Murray's hair.
You'll know all these people. They're massive stars.
And since then, he's had much better, shorter hair. And I like to think that actually I invented that star for him and he went with it and continued. Gareth Bale. He's off for football. Moved to Real Madrid last month. Thank you. Ellie Simmons, British Paralympian swimmer. Laura Robson, she's off of tennis as well, right? Mm-hmm. Got to Wimbledon this year. And also Lee Halfpenny, he's off of rugby and represents Wales. So those are your people. That's your nominees in that category for Best British Sports Star. Andy Murray, Ellie Simmons, Gareth Bale, Laura Johnson and Lee Halfpenny. If you want to vote, go to the Radio 1 website now and cast your vote. Every vote counts. You've only got until midday this Saturday, so get to it. All the terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website. All the winners will be announced on the 3rd of November. So if you get to be at the Teen Awards, or if you watch it online or listen to it on Radio 1, you can go, yeah, I voted for them, and feel a real part of it. Every vote counts, so if you've got a favourite, they need you to go online.
Don't just sit there thinking, oh, I like them, but don't vote for them. Get online and cast your vote. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Award.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today's Who of the Day is from Matthew, who...
is that a thing?
It is now. Who's on Twitter. His boss has just asked him if they have any tracing paper. Tracing paper.
Who of the day is it could be great.
When was the last time you used tracing paper? Definite who. Right, Haim and the Wire coming up. And you know I'm going to Serbia randomly this weekend.
Mm.
That's right. I am helping out at judges' houses on X Factor. Serbia. And so I'm going to Belgrade this weekend. It's going to be like our X Factor, only in Serbian. And we've got the girls, the girl category. This is a long story. It's basically, I know a Serbian pop star. He's now a judge on X Factor Serbia, the first time they've done it in Serbia. He's asked me to go and be the Sunita, or, if you will, the Nicole Appleton or the Shane Phelan, and then go over there and help him decide who should be in his final category.
It's quite incredible, this. This isn't like some big setup or anything like that.
No.
You just met him at a club
In Zante, yeah.
And it's basically all gone off from there. It's all off your own back, this.
Yeah.
Really. It's bizarre.
But I know what you're thinking. Well, who are the other judges? Like, we've got Nicole, we've got Gary, we've got Louis, and the other one.
Is this...
Who's the other one?
Do you know what my big concern...
I've forgotten who it is.
Who? Sharon.
Sharon Osbourne, Mrs. O, sorry. Oof. Don't want to forget her, she'll leave a poo in the box somewhere.
Are we sure this isn't just someone that you've met? Because this is something that, like, a couple of my friends might have done on holiday, whereby you go up to someone on a night out and maybe say things about you that aren't necessarily true, like you play for certain football teams or or you know, or you're a pop star. So are you sure someone hasn't just come up to you in Zante
and said,
this lie has escalated now to the point where he's invited you to judge people around his house?
Oh, right, like when you go out and pretend that you're a lumberjack or something just for fun at a bar,
yeah,
just to impress the ladies.
But this guy has told you he's a pop star. You've kept in touch with him.
Mm. And he might not be at all.
And now he's inviting you round to judge people.
Well, that had crossed my mind that it could be a massive stitch-up on me, but the flights are booked and so is the accommodation. So I'm guessing that it's real.
It's an elaborate lie if it is one.
It is. If I get there and someone goes, ha!
I'd love that.
Then that's going to be awkward.
I would love that.
I'll introduce you to the other judges in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
People are genuinely worried that this whole Serbia thing is just a joke. And when I get there... It's going to be like an Ant and Dec thing. Dan, braving the rain in Swindon, says, this X Factor thing, mate, is sounding more and more like an Ant and Dec stitch-up, lol.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? It's got them written all over it. But if it is a wind-up, I've just been told that we're booked into local folk dancing nights and tours of the old town in Belgrade. So that's all right, isn't it?
It's a win-win, really.
Apparently, one of the judges is my friend, the Serbian rock star, is going to take me clubbing on Saturday night. We're going to clubbing... Going to clubs in Serbia. Is that fine?
What's the name of people like you on that thing?
What do you mean?
Not judges.
What, the other mentors on the judges' houses?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I can tell you who the other judges are. So my friend, Kiki Lesendrick, massive, massive pop star in Serbia, all over the Balkans, big in Montenegro as well, actually. Yeah. And FYR Macedonia. He's had hits since the 80s. And he's, I would say, like maybe the Gary Barlow of Serbia, or the George Michael.
Okay.
Want to know the others?
Please.
So the other judges on Serbian X Factor are Zeljko Joksimović. This is his work.
I sve što sagradim s tobom, jednom rečju porušiš. Iz tvojih krugova pakla.
So he's off of Pop in Serbia.
Sama izlaz ne vidi.
Quite good. Oh, it's quite Eurovision, isn't it? I like it.
Did he do... I mean, has he done the Eurovision song? He has.
Oh, he has. A couple of years ago.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's why it sounds like Eurovision.
He didn't win it, did he?
No. Short lady won it, I remember.
Oh, good.
Because I went to Serbia that year to watch Eurovision in Belgrade. That's why I remember short lady won it. Do you want to meet... Amina Jahovic.
Yes, please.
Here she is. Now, she's like the Cheryl Cole of Serbia. Good morning.
Pictures?
Got pictures for you there. Oof.
Sounds similar as well.
Same. Oh, I like her a lot. She's a hot lady. Do you want to come to the hostel?
Do we know what group she's got? Do we know what she's...
Don't know.
What she's got? No?
Don't know, no.
Because you've got the...
I've got the girls. Got the girls. And this is the other judge. We've had Zelko. We've had Amina. This is Christina Kovac. Oh, my God.
Yes.
She's like the Gabrielle Aplin of Serbia.
So she's in an R&B band.
This isn't R&B, it's smooth jazz.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are your judges.
And then you.
No, I'm not a judge. I'm just helping out on the judges' houses. I really hope somebody like Anton Deck aren't involved in this, otherwise there's going to be a price to pay.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Rihanna.
Hi.
Okay, let's play Real or No Real. Thanks for stepping in today.
That's okay. I really like how on the score sheet Chris has written my name as a scribble because he doesn't know how to spell it.
It's not Rihanna like the pop.
Yeah, no. Well, that was it because she was sitting right next to me and I wrote R and I was like, oh dear.
Her, no, is
it
H or I?
So I just tried to style it out.
Your H comes way before the Rihanna.
Yeah, it does.
The other one, yeah.
R-H-I-N-A.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rihanna's here to play Real or No Real. You get 10 Scott Mills points if you want to play along at home. For each one you get correct,
BBC newsreader and Strictly Come Dancing contestant Susanna Reid is a big fan of dubstep and this morning tweeted, the Nero remix of Let You Go by Chase and Status is perfect.
Perfect?
Susanna Reid.
Susanna Reid is wicked.
I love her.
She's awesome.
Mm.
She is cool.
She listens to the show quite a lot.
Does she?
Mm, she always tweets in.
She followed me on Twitter the other day. Maybe that's why I was well chuffed.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, you're ran out of films. You're quite famous. You are, though.
I'm not famous.
You are. You're a national Radio 1. Yeah. Get opening supermarkets.
I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah, make the most of it. Love. It's not going to last forever.
Oh, wow. Susanna Reid.
Susanna Reid, like, what was the question that she likes Chase and Status?
No, she tweeted that this Nero remix or something is perfect.
Yeah, she loves the dubsteps.
It's kind of odd because she does BBC Breakfast with Bill Turnbull, people like that. You don't expect them to be tweeting about Nero. Yeah. Susanna Reid's slightly more cool.
It's news people. You don't expect them to like Chase and Status, do
Mind
you?
Mind you, that interview she did with Alex Turner was brilliant.
Yes.
And it was really, really good interview. So she obviously knows her stuff. I'm going to say that's true.
You don't know what she's doing when she gets home. After she's seen Bill, she's probably going home having a right rave.
Yes. Mm. You can tell.
She real. Strikes me as a wild one.
Yes, indeed. Real or no real?
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. Fair play, Susanna Reid. What about this, though?
In 18th century England, rather than buying a ticket to go to the zoo, you had to arrive at the gate with a cat or dog to be fed to the lions.
That's your admission.
Sacrifice.
No, you can't come in. Where's your dog?
They must have had zoos, though. You'd think that'd be an early form of entertainment, wouldn't you? The zoos would be on.
Yeah.
Plus, why does it have to be
a cat?
They
wouldn't have
dog?
Had cinemas or anything.
It couldn't
anything,
have been a hamster
then.
Or something.
No, Chris, they didn't have cinemas.
No, that's what I'm saying. They don't have cinemas. There was very little to do. So there were probably a zoo was like the big thing back then, wasn't it?
There was no IMAX.
Do you reckon there were zoo critics?
What do you mean?
Like,
oh, so if so on Radio 1 in the 1700s, yes. You would have been on discussing animals, would you?
Exactly.
Here's Rihanna off of zoos. So... Did you used to pay for the zoo with a dead dog or
that
cat?
That cannot be true. No real.
No, I would have...
To feed to the lions, though.
The lions can get their own food. They're hunters.
It's a lovely idea. I'm going to have to say no real, though.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh! No! Rubbish!
Back in the 18th century, though. True.
Back in the day.
Next.
Ed Sheeran's debut album, Plus, is called Bonus in Japan, as the plus sign is a rude symbol in that country.
That'd be awkward, wouldn't it, if you didn't realise that before?
What? Well, I suppose we can't say, but if it's rude.
It's
but,
quite rude, yeah.
I can't work out what that would be.
So the plus symbol in in Japan means something completely different.
I'm going to say real.
Based on... No, just that.
Just bored. No, I don't know.
Are we keeping you for something?
Yeah, film.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Zoos.
I'm not sure on this one. I just think...
Why would it be called bonus instead, though?
Yeah, exactly. Or you do whatever the equivalent of plus actually is, if that makes any sense.
No, what do you mean?
But it's just the plus sign that's rude, right? The word plus isn't rude. And
I think the sign is rude.
Right, yeah. Okay. I'm going to say no real.
I can't remember what I said.
Keep up.
You said real.
No, did I?
You did say real.
Okay, fine. I don't know. Right.
That one is no real.
Oh. I'm sure I said no real.
You didn't know.
No.
No. Next.
The latest book in the Bridget Jones's Diary series, released last week, contains 40 pages of David Jason's autobiography, inserted midway through the novel after a printing error.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Right, so you pick up the latest Bridget Jones... And you get the bloke off Only Fools and Horses autobiography.
To be fair, he's alleged.
Del Boy, yeah, he is alleged.
That is a bonus.
I'm sorry, so when you pick up David Jason's autobiography...
No, when you pick up Bridget Jones's diary, you get bonus David Jason autobiography.
So that's what I'm saying. So does that mean when you buy the David Jason autobiography, you either get 40 pages less or you get some of Bridget Jones's...
Over what, like a straight swap?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like a book swap.
It's a bit weird.
It is weird, and it's the last thing you'd expect to see.
Was it not like a publicity stunt or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Maybe David Jason's got like a cameo in the next Bridget Jones.
You couldn't make that up, though. It'd be so weird.
Do you know what? I've never seen Bridget Jones.
Oh, here we go.
The movie.
Idiot.
Yeah, you are.
Why not? One of the best films of our generation.
I'm sure it is. I've just never seen it. I know it's something to do with pants.
It's on ITV2, like every other day.
Yeah, all the time. I don't know how you've missed that.
It's a bit like, I think I've seen those Bourne films. I think technically I've seen that Bourne film 100 times.
Oh, nice to be too.
I still can't tell you what goes on. Every time I tune in to watch it, it's like watching it for the first time again. It's weird because it's always on TV. You know the Bourne films?
Yes, I do.
But I couldn't tell you what the plot is or what.
Something different happens every time.
It's quite odd. Like it's like I've seen it 100 times. Even it's like I've... I don't know.
This is a great story, but what...
Cool story, bro.
Anyway, no real.
Real.
That one's real.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is real. It happened last week. I saw the story.
Amazing.
Right, we're putting it on that screen for you now, Rihanna.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What an error.
Massive error. So pages of Sir David Jason's autobiography appear in the latest Bridget Jones.
The printers have had a Bridget moment.
Brilliant. At the end of that, real or no real, I enjoyed that today.
I scored 20, Rihanna scored 20.
Oh, okay, it's a draw, which is always a bit boring, but at least you're both happy.
Yay.
Thanks, Rihanna. When are you back on Radio 1?
Thursday, tomorrow.
That'll be tomorrow?
Yep.
Do you know what you're reviewing yet?
I'm doing Captain Phillips. I've got Tom Hanks' interview. It's exciting.
The Scott Mills Daily.
More of the same on this podcast tomorrow without the music. If you like the musics, listen between 1 and 4 live to our show on BBC Radio 1, including at 1:45... Innuendo Bingo off of Drum and Bass, Friction. BBC Radio 1.